Just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou. Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Chocolatier Wines from Lore Distributing and Firetail Brands. Chocolatier Wines with four-time proven lime love flavors. Chocolate-covered cherry, turtle, milk chocolate, and peppermint patty. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Well, I just came back from a place with probably more crystal clear high definition monitors and screens, even on the outside of the building. That's another thing. Las Vegas. And Jose would understand how this could work, but I don't. In bright sunlight, you're walking down the strip, and you look up, and you see a gigantic screen, and in the sunlight, it's crystal clear. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
incredible. It is time to talk a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez, made possible by the folks at Oric. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers asked to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner, but there's so many other great products to look at. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Here are the phone numbers. And I think the reason lately the calls have stacked up so quickly is it is that time when you have to go out and try to figure out from all the technical confusion, you know, what to buy, how to buy it, where to buy it. And this is the guy who can help you. So here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. As always, first come, first serve. Call now. Get your name on the screen. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose. Jose, I have a question for you after coming back from Vegas.
I have an answer. Let's see if they match.
Well, I'm sure you do. And this probably is more of a question for a sound engineer, and I don't know if that falls into your category or not. But I remember a time when almost always when somebody would get up in public at a microphone and there were speakers, there would be feedback and squeal.
Yeah.
These performers get up, and they're cordless wireless mics, and the speaker systems are hellacious and incredible, yet nothing coming from the speaker feeds back into the mic. What did they do to stop that? How did that happen?
I'm not real sure the technical specifications of the sound, but basically they narrow the cone that the microphone will accept sound from.
So if it's not within 8 inches of that microphone,
well, more
it's not
like more like
up.
A degree, within 5 degrees of being straight onto the microphone, so you could stand to the side of it and talk.
Oh, I got you.
And it wouldn't pick up anything, but if you're right in front of it, that's the only way any sound is going to go.
So the mic is unidirectional as opposed to omnidirectional.
Oh yes.
How about that talk? Huh? Yeah. How about that? Well, it's amazing because I just do remember. In fact, if you want any old movie you watch where there's a gym and a high school and the principal gets up, every time they'll say, they'll tell, and then you'll hear,
yeah,
the students, and they always have the feedback thing. You never,
test,
yeah.
Test.
That's it.
Test. Check.
Boy, you don't hear that anymore. And you know, you would probably appreciate at a concert like I saw, back in the back of the people seated on the floor is this control board. It's like four control boards with 60,000 little buttons and lights on it.
I look at those things and I would just be lost.
Now, when you see a recording studio in a movie or on a TV show, and you see the people in there, and the artist is on the other side of the glass, and you get a shot of that control board. I'm not kidding. It's like 1,000 little buttons and knobs. Jose, can they possibly use all those? I mean, do they really tweak and use all those?
I've seen them use them when they're setting up the venue.
Yeah.
And they have a series of little microphones that they go out and place in specific areas, and then they broadcast a noise, a sound, like a pink noise.
Yeah.
And they do their volume adjustments based on what they receive for each of those, so that everyone in the auditorium has the same experience, hears the same good sound, especially for the amount of money you pay.
I guess the only thing that I would say is, and I'm weird this way, I get depressed when I come back from a place like that, because I see how many talented people there, from the people, like Dan mentioned, the Bellagio. Now, somebody had to come up with the design for everything from the lobby to every restaurant, and you look around, you go, who thought of this? These people are so talented, and even the crew members on these concerts, these people are geniuses at what they do. They hear things we'd never hear, and then they know what they're not hearing that they should be hearing. It's pretty humbling when you realize how many people are really gifted and really talented. And I include you in there, Jose.
Well, thank you.
As a gifted, talented person in the world of technology. What do you have to share with us before we take all these calls?
Black Friday. Did you participate in Black Friday?
I do not. I never participate in that, and I won't.
Well, it's a shame, because apparently you're alone. $1.04 billion were spent online for Black Friday.
Well, good for people who did. The economy needs it. I choose to buy things I don't need all year.
Yeah,
and help the economy then when it's slumping.
Any guess as to the top website?
Well, everybody's going to say Amazon, which is probably not right, because it seems like it's too easy that that would be the answer.
Amazon was, in fact, number one. Number two was Walmart. Best Buy was third. Target and Apple was fifth.
Okay, not a surprise.
No, Microsoft's getting ready to launch Xbox television next year. It said that they're trying to broaden their effort to make the Xbox platform more scalable to run on a number of different devices. Should be out before Christmas 2013. The big question is whether they're going to raise the price of the Xbox Premium membership, which is right now $50 a year. You're looking for Christmas presents? Sony Ultra HD TV will ship the world's first 4K delivery solution. It's an 84-inch screen. Resolution is 3840 by 2160. And if you wanted to get me one, you should order it now, because they were back-ordered until September, and they're only $25,000.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Tablet shipments have topped laptop shipments for the first time ever. In the last half of the year, there's 21.5 million tablets have been shipped, compared to 14.6 million laptops. They expect in 2013 about 80 million tablets will be shipped.
Aren't we getting close to seeing the end of the tower as we know it, a separate screen and a tower?
That would be true, but there are some things that you still need a tower to do. If you're going to do like huge spreadsheets, a lot of people have media centers in their houses where all of their digital content goes from one server to another, so you can watch Hulu and Netflix and those kind of things. So you'll still have some of them around.
Okay.
Nintendo is focusing on Wii U games. Apparently, they're not going to make any more titles for the Wii. Seems that they're another first day sellout console. Nintendo has decided to move on, so it may in fact be time to trade in your Wii's, or shelf them, and get ready to purchase a Wii U. That's the one that has the television.
Little tablet.
Yeah, a little tablet and the controller. Game controller. And last but not least, from the vaults of absurdity, police raided a targeted 9-year-old pirate and seized her Winnie the Pooh laptop.
Oh.
About time we put these 9-year-olds in jail.
It seems that she had tried to download a song that she was sent to Pirate Bay by Google. She tried to download it, and the song didn't work, so her and her father went the next day and bought the album. This is in Finland. It says authorities contacted the account holder during the spring, informed him that his account had been traced back to an incident of online file sharing, and asked for compensation in order to let the case go. They wanted him to sign a non-disclosure agreement and pay them the ransom, the fee of $600 to settle it without prosecution.
She's nine. Come on.
Upon hearing the situation, the artist that she was trying to download apologized to the girl and pointed her to a link on a website called Spotify, where she could listen to the artist's music for free. The Electronic Frontier of Finland also noted the case and said that this is just how far copyright enforcement has proceeded in Finland. So apparently if you're 9 years old and you download a song or you don't pay the ransom, the fee for silence, which right now is $600, you're going to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. We got a lot of calls. You want them?
Please.
We'll start with Janet. Janet, say hello to Jose.
Hello,
Jose, and thank you. I called a week or so ago about the Nook, and I called the Barnes & Noble, and they gave me static about it. So then I called the local one in Fairview Heights, and the guy walked me through it, and I got hooked up.
Congratulations.
But I have another question, of course.
Of course.
When I sign on to my laptop, it gives me this message on the weather bug comes up first, and then down in the car it says something about my PC may be running slow and that I ought to do this check of it and all that. Is that malarkey, or should I do it?
It's likely malarkey. Weatherbug is too. You can, you know, you can go to weather.com anytime you want. Weatherbug just sits and chews up CPU cycles in the background, constantly updating the temperature.
Oh, so I should just delete it, huh?
Yeah, I would
really
delete it.
I liked it, though, because it gives me local stuff, and that weather.com isn't so much.
There's another one called Weather Underground. It's uunderground.com.
Okay.
That you may want to try.
I'll try it.
Or you can leave the bug there. It's entirely up to you. I don't prefer it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right.
Thank you, Janet. Off we go to Alan. Alan, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Alan?
How are you?
I'm well. What can I do for you?
First off, I'm AM and PM.
I see. That's good. That's good to get that.
I have a HP laptop. And one day short of 3 weeks after the warranty expired, the screen does not come on. When I turn the computer on, I hear it fire up. Everything works fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the screen will not come on. I talked to some people at Best Buy. They walked me through on how to do a hard reset. Then they asked me how many times the little indicator lights blink and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not blinking, and the screen just does not come on. The computer's useless.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Have you tried plugging an external monitor into it?
I have not.
That would be the first thing. I mean, if you have a laptop because you carry it around all the time, then you're really going to need a laptop. If it's just something you bought because it's smaller and fits well on your desk, if you can get an external monitor, you can plug it into it, and it should, if it's functioning, it should put that image up on that screen.
All right. Would I do that through the, how would I do that?
There should be a blue port with 15 pins on one side or the back.
That's what I was going to say, 15 pins.
Yeah.
God dang it. Frank, you are smart.
I am. I just don't like to let people know it.
If that doesn't work, if the machine truly is dead, likely it's going to be cheaper for you to purchase a new one than it is to repair that one.
That's what Best Buy had said. They said it actually to them, it sounds like the motherboard may have fried.
Right.
I contacted HP and said, look, you know, 3 weeks, not even a full 3 weeks after the warranty, can you help me out? And they basically said, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
So, all right, I will try that. I appreciate your help.
Good luck,
Alan. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, bye.
Mark is next in line. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
Good, Mark. What can I do for you?
Well, first, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm AM in the PM.
We're glad to have you. Glad to have you.
Well, my question, Jose, is that is there such thing as an internet radio made available to consumers?
Yes, sir.
Where would you find something like that?
I would start with your search engine on the internet and just type in internet radio. There's probably 4 or 5 different manufacturers of them.
Okay, well, you have solved the problem.
Well, thank you.
Your mother's trying to get an internet radio. She's 82 years old.
Very nice.
All right. Mark, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
Mark's one of those loud, obnoxious
talkers. Oh, yes.
He wants to jump in and just step on everybody all the time. Mark, we're kidding, of course. Tom, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Tom.
What tablet would you recommend for somebody who doesn't use a computer and would like to get one for just to play games? This is for my brother who's mildly retarded.
Depends on what kind of games you want to play. It would actually depend on what size you want. You just look at the size tablet you want, they range anywhere from 7 inches to 10.1 inches.
Probably something like 10 inches.
Yeah, something like that. And then he basically would search tablet for 10 inches and see which best prices there are. For the games that come for the tablets are not too bad. You're not going to do a lot of like Black Ops or Black, any of the high graphics-driven games on it, but all the tablets should work well for them, and I would say that the 10-inch ones are probably going to be Android-based, but I think Apple makes a 9-point. The iPad is 9.7 inches.
But there's no particular brand that you'd recommend?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Mark. And before we get an email, because I know how this works, I've done this for a long time, Mark referred to his brother as mildly retarded. It's his brother. If that's the way he wants to refer to him, that's his business and not our business. So I just thought I'd throw that in. I thought it was interesting that that's how he refers to his own brother, is mildly retarded. Some people get a little bit, sometimes too bent out of shape about certain things, especially when it's a situation like that. I believe Tom, or was that Tom?
That was Tom.
That was Tom. Okay, Tom referred to his brother as mildly retarded. I'm sorry. Jane is next. Jane, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Jane. What can I do for you?
I have a problem. My PC will not shut down.
Jane, we can barely understand you.
It won't shut down?
Right. It won't shut down. It'll be shutting down and just spin and spin and spin, and it'll never shut down.
Okay. The power button on the front somewhere, push it in and hold it for a count of about 13.
Pardon me?
Hold it for a count of about 13 seconds, and it will power all the way off.
Right. Okay. But then when I power it back on again and work on it, and then go to shut it down again, it'll just spin and spin and spin again.
When you power it back up, power it up into safe mode.
Safe mode, okay.
And then don't do anything with it. Just shut it down so it shuts down cleanly.
Oh, okay.
Go immediately back to the start button and shut it down.
Okay.
And see if that'll do it for you.
Okay. And do you know what happened, why it's doing that?
Usually it's something with a device driver that gets a little crazy. It's something that's overwritten.
That's what I was going to say.
Device driver. Yeah.
Device driver, yeah. Frank and I talked about that.
Jane, thank you for the call.
Fantastic. Thank you all, and I appreciate it. Have all a great day.
You too.
Let's get one more in here. That would be Mike. Mike, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you doing?
All right, Mike.
Hey, hi, gang.
Hey, Mike.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, I got a local cable company that has my internet, and it's wireless, and I just keep breaking up and losing my connection all the time. And I have a 4G iPhone, and I'm wondering, I'm maybe drop my cable service for my wireless and just use the AT&T or my iPhone and use that as a hotspot.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
I think AT&T is going to charge you to what they do is called tethering it, which is make it a data point.
Uh-huh.
The other one is you need to be careful because I don't think AT&T has unlimited data.
Okay.
So depending on how much you're going to download, you might exceed their data charges. And kind of like a leased car, once you go over the mileage or the data, it's very expensive.
I see. Because my other option was, they don't – they told me I could go out and buy a modem router that's a combination. It's the same thing.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's going to fix my problem or not.
Well, it's either in the modem – it's either in the part that transmits the internet to your device or the device itself.
Oh, okay.
So you can spend $30, $40 and get a new cable modem that'll transmit wireless and see if it works.
Okay. But if I go with my cell phone, as that, I just got to try to know how much data I'm going to use so I don't get charged too much.
Right, and find out, call your AT&T company and find out how much they're going to charge you to use it as a data-only port.
Okay.
Mike.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Mike, before you get away, in hours per week, how much porn would you say you watch?
Oh, probably at least 3 to 4 hours.
That's okay. Honest answer.
That seems low.
Does seem low to me. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Another fantastic informational, educational, entertaining, and informative segment of Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez. If you'd like to get a hold of Jose, here's his email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. Techquestions@ktrs.com. And, of course, we thank the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Great stores, great people. Tell them your name and the PM. They'd love to meet you. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. All right, so John Londoff sends me a text and said, would you take care of the commercial today? And then it's a lengthy text where he tells me some things he wants me to mention. You know, one of the things I noticed on here is they have a pre-owned 2011, so this is very late model, Suburban LTZ White Diamond. White Diamond Suburban, 2011. Previous owner, but the pre-owned manager, Mark Thornton, and his wife, Christie actually were the primary drivers of this vehicle. This is a gorgeous Suburban, and you say, well, you know, I know what those Suburbans cost, an LTZ, White Diamond, you know, you're looking at upper 40s, $50,000. No, 2011, here's the price, $36,900. So there's something to think about. Here's something else to think about. They have the largest inventory they've had at Landoff in 4 years. It was 4 years ago since they had inventory this massive. They need to move some 2012 Chevy Cruzes at $15,900. They need to move some 2013 Malibus at $19,900 and Silverados at $15,900 and $5,000 off Traverse and 1.9% financing for certified pre-owned vehicles at Johnny Landoff. And once again, my guess is maybe by the time this show is over, that Suburban will be gone. And if I needed a vehicle, especially something that would haul, we've had in my house, we've owned at least 4 Suburbans. You got kids or you carry stuff or you want to get through bad weather. Holy cow, is that Suburban a great vehicle? 2011, $36,900, plus, of course, all the new stuff, plus the fact that it's just a wonderful place to buy a vehicle. The experience, which to me is worth a lot. Certainly they're competitive with pricing, but what's interesting is other dealers don't seem to think it's important to be competitive when it comes to how to treat people. Like the places where you know you'll never meet the owner's name who's on the dealership. You're never going to meet that guy. And there are unfortunately a lot of places like that. If it's at all possible and he's there, not only will John Landoff meet you, he wants to meet you. And if you get to meet him, great. And even if you don't, you're going to be treated the way you should be treated when you spend the kind of money people spend for vehicles. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or Landoff.com.
Let's see how the highways were doing right now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. About the same as they were earlier. You've just got slow traffic on westbound 70 Earth City through the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 64 heavy Hampton to McCausland. Eastbound 270. Just a little bit off the pace between Lindbergh 170 through New Florissant before it finally opens up. Southbound 270 looks like it was a little heavy. Manchester down through Doherty Ferry and northbound 55. That was heavy from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss the big one. Kohl's biggest 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide for everyone on your list. 2 days only, this Tuesday and Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Monday broadcast. Some local musicians find themselves in the enviable position of being nominated for a Grammy. We'll talk to them. We'll talk TV with Tina Charles from TV Guide. And for no particular reason, it's a visit with Gabby Cabby from New York City. Monday starts at 9. See you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This is Margaret at Purcell & Amon, and I am one of 4 veterans working there, and we stand at the ready to serve you, our veterans, and your family. Call Purcell & Amon for a free appointment to discuss and review your estate plans and your long-term care plans. We can also plan for veterans benefits and Medicaid. For more information, go to our website, yourestatematters.com, and call us, Purcell & Amon, 314-966-8077. Learn about estate and long-term care plans in your free appointment at Purcell & Amon, 314-966-8077. And to all of our veterans and all the servicemen and women and your families, thank you for your service and for your sacrifice. That's Purcell & Amon, 314-966-8077.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 five downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get five monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool lane.
Oh,
yeah, it gets my glasses nice and clean.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefpizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefpizza.com.
You want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request, and for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
I'm getting a big brother today.
What's he gonna be like?
He'll be tall and funny too.
What else?
He'll like baseball and french fries.
Maybe he can help you with your math too.
Yep, he'll be smart and he'll come to my graduation.
Your big brother is gonna be so cool.
Yep, the best part is he'll always be there no matter what.
Man, I want one.
Be there for one of hundreds of kids waiting for a new big brother or big sister. Volunteer today at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. Call 314-361-5900 or go to www.bbbsemo.org.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road, near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now, this is the time of year when we get the good movies. They release the good stuff so they can sneak it in before the end of the year and be eligible for the Academy Awards next year. At least I think that's how it works. I don't know. I'm not a movie pro, but this lady is. Her name is Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Probably the best car wash I've ever been through. That's a stay-in-your-car type, go-through-and-drive-out-at-the-end car wash. I mean, lots of soap. Great car wash and extremely reasonable. The best car wash is $10. And you're through the thing in about 3 minutes. It's pretty impressive. Westport Car Wash on Page, just east of Lindbergh. On Lee Mayferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash presents Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Right, Frank. They are throwing out the best stuff at the end of the year here, and sometimes we don't get it until the after the first of the year, but we're getting a lot of good stuff right now. Did you see anything over the holiday?
I didn't. I want to go. There are two things I want to see. I want to see The Life of Pi in 3D, and I want to see that Lincoln thing.
They're both good. Well, you know, I gave them both 3 3/4. I've got another one for you, and I think you're going to like this one, Silver Linings Playbook. And this is, isn't your wife a Bradley Cooper fan?
Yeah, oh, what do you think? Yeah. Of course. Of course she is. Now, wait, before we get into this,
yeah,
you did a stint last week on Cornbread Show before I was
on. Oh, it's
not
Cornbread. Be honest. How'd that go?
I thought it went really well. I had a blast. I had so much fun.
I just can't believe you'd want to be a part of that. That show's so dirty.
You are bad.
Yes, he is filthy.
It really is. Each his own, I guess.
Well, they say such nice things about you.
Yeah, they don't know me. If they knew me, they wouldn't say that. So what's, I've never heard of this. What's it called again?
Silver Linings Playbook. And you haven't heard about this?
Never heard of it.
Oh, my goodness. This one opened on Wednesday, and it is right up there with my favorite films of the year.
You know what they ought to do? You know, in Austin Powers, they had that Mini-Me. He ought to have a character in his movie called Mini Cooper.
Uh-oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank
That's
you.
A good one.
Thank you, Dawn.
No, Bradley Cooper proves that he's more than just a pretty face and a gorgeous body.
Easy.
In this
wow.
film.
Easy now.
No, I have to tell you, I was not a big fan of his. Like, when he was picked as the sexiest man alive, mm-hmm. was it last year, I was kind of, what? You know, to me, he was like a little kid, a boy. He was in the Hangover movie, but in this movie, he proves, to me, he impressed me. His acting is so over the top. It's so wonderful. He became a man in my eyes. In this
wow.
movie. Yes.
He became a man.
I seriously, as I walked out of the theater, I turned to my friend, who was a fan of Bradley Cooper's before the movie, and I said, I am in love. This guy doing this performance showed such depth. And I've seen a lot of interviews with him here lately. I found out he's Italian. Of course, my mom's Italian. And when you're Italian, you just, there's something, there's a connection. And just a good kid from the East Coast. And I fell in love with him in this film. And
now
you've
mentioned
a crazy
this,
guy.
You've mentioned this friend before. I turned to my friend. Who is this
my friend?
Is this the same friend every time you go to the movies with?
No, actually, it's different friends. Yeah. I have so many friends since I do this job now. Everybody wants to be my friend because
well,
they can
sure.
go to a movie
oh, yeah.
early.
Of course they do.
Yeah. So this is one of my longtime friends. I've known her since our kids were in kindergarten, and she actually called me because she's such a Bradley Cooper fan and said, okay, when are you seeing this film? And I told her I was actually catching the last screening of it, and it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I believe, last week. She said, I'm in. So we went, and the first part of the film, I didn't know what to think. It almost played a little slow, like a sitcom, and I thought, wait a minute, I'm hearing such good things about this. Then I heard some mixed reviews, and then this thing takes off, and it has such depth. It's what's called a dramedy, a drama comedy. So it's as funny as it is sad, and it's so authentic. And if you haven't heard about it, it's about this guy who has a short stay in a mental institution. He's a former teacher. He gets out. He's played by Bradley Cooper. He's bipolar. He has no filter. Do you know anybody like that who has no filter? As I say this, I laugh.
No,
anyone
yeah, I think,
that
I think,
you know
I think
has
we
no
all do.
Filter.
I think I'm tripolar, actually.
Yeah.
Even worse.
All right, so he moves back home with his parents. He tries to reconcile with his ex-wife. Things get really complicated. He meets this girl who's got as many problems as he has, and she's played by Jennifer Lawrence. And her performance, and what I love about her, is she is different in everything I've seen her in. She was in Winter Bones, which was shot here in Missouri, then Hunger Games, and she, oh boy, is that for Hunger Games or Jennifer
no,
Lawrence?
That's Winter Bone.
Yeah,
Winter
Bone, yeah.
See, I didn't even get it. Right over the top of my head.
Well, there's a surprise that you didn't get it.
I can't believe that.
These two are so fabulous together, and really as an ensemble, because you've got Robert De Niro as the dad, And he is at his best. He plays this guy who's obsessive compulsive. He's a bookie. He bets on football games. And I love the fact that the football games, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's the backdrop for the film. And if you grew up watching football like I did with my family and brothers, you know, all the fights that go on and how he had his obsessions with the clicker's got to be pointing, you know, 2 inches to the left if they're winning, if they're losing, he's got to move the clicker. Just some really funny stuff, but at the same time...
The clicker. Who says that?
You mean
the remote?
Yeah, the remote. I call it the clicker.
The clicker.
Oh, my goodness. What decade is that?
Nobody says clicker.
Wow. What decade is that from? I don't know. I just got off the boat. It's the remote. Okay. In our family, wow. Maybe my kids called it the clicker. You know how your kids start to use these words?
No, they wouldn't do that. They did it because of you.
Can I blame it on my children?
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. The remote. Anyway, do you do that with a football game?
Anyway.
Like if you're winning?
No.
No?
Not me. No.
You're not into
I know. Look, I have a friend who changes jerseys at halftime at home. In his home, he wears a Steelers jersey, and then he changes the jersey to another number at halftime. I mean,
hey, when the Cardinals were winning, and I think it was that real exciting game when they went into overtime this last time, I had been in the kitchen the last time they won. My husband screams to me, "Stay in the kitchen!" And what?
Wow.
Well, as it should be.
As it should be. And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "We're winning. Last time we won, you were in the kitchen."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is how crazy sports people, and my husband is a sports nut. And then we won. So every single time the Cardinals played after that, where was I?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
All right.
It was one way to get me out of the room. All right, it's directed by David O. Russell, who brought us The Fighter, 2010, one of my favorite.
Good movie.
I think you love that film.
Great movie.
Great movie. So this guy, he's so talented. Like I said, it just really takes off. There's so much in it. I don't want to give too much away, but I think this is one you're gonna love.
All right, Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes.
Is there any movie Robert De Niro won't be in? I mean, I've seen him in some things, and I just thought, why would you be in that? And then he does some fantastic stuff.
He was in that New Year's Eve movie. He was just terrible.
He just loves
it. I don't like to see him ill.
He loves to work.
He loves to work, and he's good. He's a legend, and when he gets a great role like this, and I loved him in Meet the Parents. Most of them, maybe.
You know what, though? To me, and I know he's considered
a director. It got a little crazy.
No, he's always Robert De Niro, though. Yes. Whether it's a comedy or a gangster movie, he's the same guy. Sometimes he's just funny, and sometimes he kills people. But he's Robert De Niro. Does that make sense?
Well, you're right. Unlike Jennifer Lawrence, who in every film, she looks different. Melissa Leo from The Fighter looks different.
Yeah.
But Robert De Niro can almost patent what he does. He's so good at it, and he's aged into the role. And in this one, he's so real. You feel as though you are watching him in his living room. And you know he doesn't have a living room like this. But you feel it is so real, the relationship between he and his son, the love that he's able to show. And apparently in real life, Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro are very close. He admired Robert De Niro and now is in this film with him. And so they have a relationship. Of course, both Italian. I think there's a connection there. But if you want to see Robert De Niro at his best today in 2012, see this movie. I think he'll be nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And Bradley Cooper, hands down, is going to be nominated. The way he does this role, he's a crazy guy, but he doesn't play it like a crazy. You see it in his eyes. You see it in his you can see it in his little twitches in his face. Unbelievable. He blew, like I said, he went from a boy to a man to me
in
this film.
Well, if you want to see Bradley Cooper go from a boy to a man and keep your shirt on, go see Silver Linings Playbook. How many ARDs?
Just because it had a slow start. It was nearly perfect. It felt like a sitcom in the beginning, but then it takes off 3 3/4. It's up there with Lincoln and
that's
Life
big.
Is High.
That's big. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, everybody.
All right, Dan. Talk to you later. Goodbye. Don Meadows Dixon, everybody. All right. 3 3/4 from her. That's
been a good stretch.
I've never heard of this thing. I didn't recognize the name from anywhere. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash with 3 locations. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And Brentwood, just south of Manchester. We're creeping up on time for Bill Cleveland. Quick Do I have time for a quick story? I think I do.
I think so.
We stayed at Caesar's Palace because I'm a gigantic gambling loser. And when you lose and you've lost enough to pay for a room, it literally for like you could be there 2 months and pay for it for the kind of money I lose. But you get comped, which is a joke because, oh, we stayed for nothing. No, we didn't stay for nothing. I paid in advance, essentially. So we get this room and we unpack. Now, my wife packs and unpacks. I don't pack. I don't pack anything. I don't pack my socks, nothing. I'm not a good packer. She's a great packer. She unpacks, puts everything away, and she's one of these women that stuff goes in the drawers in the hotel room and hangs in the closet, you know, everything's back. As soon as we unpack, not 5 minutes go by, she's in the bathroom and she yells out, "Come in here quick, there's a massive leak." I walk in and the ceiling is pouring water.
Whoa.
Coming out of the ceiling, just pouring out of the ceiling. So we call housekeeping and a guy whose job description, he calls himself an engineer, comes to the room, walks in, and he says, "Well, you're going to have to move and change rooms." And he says, "I'm really sorry." And I said, "What the heck happened?" He said, "It's from upstairs, the room upstairs." He said, "When I called and they said the leak was in the ceiling in the bathroom, he immediately went to the room, the floor above us, because it had to be coming from there."
Yeah.
Get this. He said, "I don't want to say too much," he said, "but there was a do not disturb sign on the door." And he said, "I'm pounding on the door, pounding, pounding, yelling, I need to come in, I need to come in." And finally, it was a couple, and they one of them threw on a robe, came to the door, and he said, "What is going on here?" He said, "Something is leaking." And he said he looked in. They were both, very obviously, had just jumped out. They were in the tub doing it, and the water was just overflowing out of the tub.
To the level.
Water going everywhere, through the floor, down the eating through the drywall and the ceiling. So we had to back up again and move. That's some pretty wild sex in a bathtub when you can create a tsunami in your room like that. I was kind of jealous of the guy, actually, whatever you know they were doing up there. Good feet. Not in the shoe business. Let's clear that up right now. They don't sell shoes. I think there's still some people who think Good Feet sell shoes. Oh, I got a big kick, too, while we were in Las Vegas. Watched a little television. I saw a commercial for a local place. Such an obvious copy of Good Feet. They're talking about how they have a thing that'll kind of measure your foot, and then they'll give you an insert. It was off-the-rack stuff. It wasn't Good Feet. But it's interesting. When something is really successful, and it works, and they open more of them, and more of them, and more of them, and you can just tell from testimonials, like you see Ozzie Smith does one on TV in St. Louis, that this actually does work for a lot of people, then here come the copycats, and here come the, to say that their second level is an exaggeration, they're not even a close second. Go to the real deal. Go to the one they're copying, or trying to copy, Good Feet. And walk in without an appointment. Tell them where your pain is, your neck, your headaches, you have back trouble, your legs, your feet, plantar fasciitis. Number one reason people go there. Tell them what hurts. I'm telling you, this whole process takes 30, 40 minutes. It's a simple impression. You don't have to take your sock off, just your shoe, and you step on the thing. They can tell where you're standing or walking wrong, and then they start. And they'll try maybe a two or three inserts, and then when you do this, and you walk around and go, wow, what a difference. Bingo. Then you know you found the solution. If you don't, it costs you 30, 40 minutes in the store. Here are the three locations. On Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. South County, on Union Road across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Tim Weiland's flying around town now to fill you in on the problem spots in traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Yeah, we do have a couple of problems. When we were taking off, there was a long Burlington Northern train pulling out of the freight yard, and it was just getting ready to cross at Monsanto. Now, that's a weird little crossing there because you don't just cross and then it's done. They have to stop, wait for something and that. So it's going to be a long delay, north and southbound Route 3. That train was just getting ready to cross about 5 minutes ago. We've got an accident. It's on southbound 55 just before Bayless. It's off on the right shoulder, but traffic was backed up approaching River de Pere. Looks like westbound 44, that right lane is pretty well jammed up midway between Big Bend and Lindbergh down through Highway 270. We had an accident. They just now cleared it. It was at Lime Ferry and Forder, but southbound Lime Ferry was backed up to almost Lindbergh. Looks like southbound 270 is running pretty heavy now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And then it's a little slow again on either side of Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Email marketing from Constant Contact can reach your customers in a place they are checking every day, and that's their inbox. Sign up now for their free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event that starts Wednesday. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing? Everybody have a nice holiday, I hope?
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Good. Well, there were a record 900 clowns at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. 900 clowns were on TV at once. It was kind of like watching an episode of Judge Judy.
Oh.
Yeah, there were so many clowns for a second, I thought I was watching C-SPAN.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Anybody doing any shopping on Black Friday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, on Black Friday, my hair was pulled, I was stepped on, I was cursed at, and I was shopping online.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
And finally,
you're living with the wrong person.
Well, Mitt Romney is now blaming his presidential loss on President Obama promising gifts to voters. Yeah, Obama said he'd have no comment until he was done passing out free microwave ovens to every resident of Ohio.
What happened?
Get right back to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bill? You had time off. You got to get back into it.
You know what? It's the tryptophan. That's what did it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out here. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
For those who don't know, isn't that supposed to be the ingredient in turkey that makes you sleepy or something, tryptophan? Whether it's true or not. Hey, don't go away. Playhouse coming up 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis, Cyber.